From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Iran nuclear deal, calls for release of detained Americans. President Obama defended the Iran nuclear agreement reached last week, calling it a smarter, more responsible way to protect U.S. national security, a reference to the Iraq War. He addressed a veterans group Tuesday.
With this deal, we cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program. Iran is prohibited from pursuing a nuclear weapon permanently. Without a deal, those paths remain open and Iran could move closer to a nuclear bomb. With this deal, we gain unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear facilities and monitor them 24/7. Without a deal, we don't get that. With this deal, if Iran cheats, sanctions snap back on. Without a deal, the sanctions unravel.
Mr. Obama spoke a day after the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the agreement. In his remarks, he acknowledged he still expects difficult issues with Iran to remain, including the status of four Americans still in the country. In Burundi, results of Tuesday's presidential election are expected by Thursday. The vote went off despite violence that left at least two persons, including a police officer, dead, and also an opposition boycott. Months of unrest was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a third term. Turnout was low in some areas. Gervais Javier Mina was among those who did not participate, calling the president's third term bid unconstitutional. In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed doubt about its credibility.
This presidential election in Burundi cannot be credible because the electoral process there has been tainted by the government's continued harassment of opposition and civil society members, closing down media outlets, and, of course, their intimidation of voters.
You said going ahead with a vote, Burundi's government risks losing legitimacy in the eyes of its people.